When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, a great weekend of football to react to. Obviously, a lot through the prism of what it means from an Eagles standpoint. Wild day in the NFL yesterday. We'll talk about it extensively. Eagles, obviously, at 8-2 are in great shape. Now, there's some other teams really good also. We saw that yesterday. We'll talk about it all today. We'll get into the 76ers, another game tonight. Another loss over the weekend. Flyers win over the weekend. By the way, Flyers getting closer, much closer, actually, to a playoff spot than the Sixers. So we'll see what to make of that. All right, all of it with you on the phone lines, including the Mike Tyson fight. Your phone call is 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The average human eyelash lives 150 days.
Wow.
It's really not much going on with that. It grows. It rests. It falls out. 150 days later, it's just gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, that's the hair factor.
It's not very gratifying. That is not a gratifying life cycle for an eyelash.
We rub our eye. We rub that area.
You rub your eye.
I do.
You rub your eyes to pain.
Contacts back in, by the way.
Well, thank goodness.
Looking good.
You were not capably reading last Friday.
No, I wasn't.
This is not something I was talking about much, but you really...
I can't read.
You looked awful.
I'm aware.
Holding your phone 3 inches from your face.
Yeah, well, it's a whole new
three
me.
3 inches from one eye.
A whole new me.
You've got one eye closed. What? You've got the phone 3 inches from your other eye, yeah. And that's how you read when you don't have your contacts.
Correct.
In.
All right. So I had my contacts in yesterday afternoon into the night to watch football. Man, John, there was a lot to consume. So let's get at it here with what stood out to you. You know, whether it's as an NFL fan or obviously primarily through the prism of being an Eagles fan and what we saw. Look, your chance to react to 215-592-9494. I'll just say this off the top because most of what I'll get to today has to do with the Eagles. But before I even go there, I just want to say, man, the biggest thing that actually stood out to me yesterday is the greatness of the NFL and how we are fortunate as humans to live in this era where we have the NFL. I mean, Steelers, Ravens, awesome. Bears, Packers, not quite as awesome, but compelling. I mean, very compelling. So that was a quality game. Bills, Chiefs, bonkers. Then you get Sunday Night Football. Like, what a day of football. I mean, that's just the regular, Channel 3, Channel 10, or no, Fox, whatever the heck it was. Like, that's just the regular stuff. You know, forget if you deep dived into the, the ticket and all that. I mean, the games were great. So I feel fortunate as an American to stand here today in an era where the NFL dominates. Look, I think the next thing that really comes into focus for me, John, is that team greatness as we approach Thanksgiving.
That's the wrong thing. That's the wrong thing that should come into focus for you. I was hoping you'd come in today and say, man, epiphany, guys. You're right. I am way too critical of our quarterback because the rest of the quarterbacks make mistakes too.
Well,
the really old ones who are really good make mistakes just like ours does.
I had that as point number three, but okay, go ahead.
I think that should be first and foremost. It is so important.
I didn't write it quite the way you said it, but okay.
Lights, okay. That matters.
Go ahead.
Now, that's not my biggest question. My biggest question was, how do we compare in the NFC? How do we compare to this Detroit team? How do we compare to the 49ers team? How do we look against good teams out there? Man, San Francisco and Seattle, they're both 5-5. I didn't think Seattle was going to be good. I thought San Fran was. You told me, I don't know, a month ago.
Well, I think like a week ago I said.
Last week, and I was like, they just almost lost their last game.
So I'm still not off them possibly climbing back in this, but John, go ahead.
No, they could. They could climb back into it. It's okay. They're 5-5, but I'm not counting them out. They've got Christian McCaffrey back. Right. They just waited out Christian McCaffrey's injury.
That loss does hurt them, though.
Past the week 9 bye.
Yeah, I know.
Which is unbelievable. Now here they sit in a major hole. You know, Brock Purdy yesterday threw for 159 yards. I don't know if you noticed that part. A touchdown and an interception. You know,
I understand.
Remember, there are other teams whose quarterback throws less than 40 times a game.
Yep.
Actually, it looked like all the quarterbacks out there who were successful were throwing less than the quarterbacks who were losing. That's just the way the NFL looks now. And how do we – okay, so the big question for me, how do we compare to Detroit? Because they're seemingly out in front. And our defense is better. I believe that. Our defense is ahead of Detroit's defense, but we're not there as a team because their offense is crazy. Their offense is on another planet good and a class of their own. They set a franchise record. They gained 645 yards against Jacksonville. We know Jacksonville might have given up in many ways.
Yep.
Jacksonville picked up 170 yards. To 645.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's as non-competitive as
but
it gets.
Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, I think that's the interesting part. They went 3-for-3.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On 4th down conversions, they were still going for it late in the game. They're still scoring touchdowns. He is remorseless in the way this head coach is remorseless in the way they attack. And that's the way the team attacks. And that's why part of why they're so scary. So, yeah, Detroit is good. And they make teams quit.
Well, they're more than good. They're great. Yeah. I mean, John, I'll say this. And again,
I didn't think they could be because the quarterback would hold them back.
But they are
out in front.
Yeah, no, I thought, I'm shocked by what Jared Goff's doing, and a lot of credit to that guy and their coaching staff. Obviously, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. Biggest thing or things that stood out to you from yesterday, particularly through the prism of the Eagles. I mean,
how about John, the Chargers leaning into the run so much? The Chargers with a young quarterback who's really good, Justin Herbert.
Yep.
Justin Herbert is outstanding, and man, he was in total control of the game yesterday, where they defeated a Bengals team that they look like they missed the train.
Well,
the Bengals look like they waited too long to turn it on.
I agree.
And now they're standing around looking at each other like, whoa.
Yeah, they're in
what
some
happened?
They're in some trouble. The second biggest thing that stood out to me yesterday is team greatness is starting to come into focus as we approach Thanksgiving. And it's really through the prism of 4 teams primarily. In the AFC, it's the Chiefs and the Bills, whatever order you want to put them. In the NFC, it's the Eagles and the Lions. That's what it is. I mean, and that's great. That's a great spot for us as an Eagles fan to be in. Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Eagles. Now, I know the Steelers fans out there, what about us? I don't take you serious. I'm just being honest with you. You got a nice little team. Tomlin's a Hall of Fame coach. I don't think they're legit. Ravens, you know, you guys know I think Lamar typically bungles it up come playoff time. Obviously, they're very good, but I just don't put too much stock into them. I am wary and aware of the Packers. We saw them surge last year, December into January. I don't discount them. Look, they're going to be a wild card team in all likelihood because they're in the same division as the Lions. It's an incredible division. And by the way, that's the kind of team the Eagles, I hate to say it, could
they're
face
in third, too.
Could face in the first round.
Because the Vikings are 8-2.
Yeah, so like you could have an Eagles Packers. So just be aware of that. You know, I don't think we should discount and dismiss the 49ers. But obviously that loss hurt them. But
their schedule is brutal.
Well, it happens when you have
it
a lot of wins.
It gets bad. They don't have an easy one left.
I'm
Packers,
aware.
Bills, Bears, yep. Ravens, Dolphins.
But I mean, team focus, Eagles are right there. So that's a big one. The third biggest takeaway for me is Jalen's stretch of barely turning it over has been awesome. I believe it's 5 out of 6 games without a turnover. I mean, obviously you see the Chiefs and you see the Bills and there's back-to-back turnovers, like right out of the gate. You know, you got a Mahomes floater.
He's got 11.
Yeah, I know. You got a Mahomes floater there. You got a Josh Allen turnover. And the reality is that a big part of how the Eagles have won is that Jalen has been much more judicious with the ball. And it's made a tremendous difference. Should I back off some of my criticism of Jalen? Sure. Some of it. I'm not going to go as full tilt, John, as you probably want me to, but I will say, is it eye-opening watching all the other games, sitting back on a Sunday, no Eagles, no Jalen, no nothing there, and say, what do I see elsewhere? Yeah, I see other quarterbacks turning it over at a rate that obviously is different than Jalen did. So I will definitely tell you he deserves tremendous credit. I believe it's 5 out of 6 games without a turnover. I think the one game there was 2. And other than that, I think there's been 0 5 times out of 6, and that's phenomenal. And yes, other quarterbacks both don't throw to an open receiver, and yes, other quarterbacks don't, and yes, other quarterbacks have inaccuracies to an open receiver,
and they don't see right. They don't see a guy, and people call him out. You know, the guy calling the game. Oh man, running free, scot free. I hate it when they do that. It is impossible to see through that quarterback's eyes when you're when you're sitting up in a booth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna pull back from thinking that Jalen does it more than most. Quote, good quarterbacks. I do believe he does. But
I think that has everything to do with the fact that he's young and he's learning and he's continuing to adapt to the fact that he's had a different play caller year after year and a different offense year after year after year. Ben Johnson in Detroit, the guy who's calling the plays with Jared Goff, the guy who's resuscitated Jared Goff's career, and the guy who everyone wants to be their head coach next year. It's 3 years in a row, 3 years in the same offense. That means so much, and Jalen has never gotten that.
No, you're right. He hasn't. So, look, all of this on the table. The fourth and final thing I'll say out of the gate, and I got a lot more because it was a good day to watch football. There's no one in the NFL like Saquon. There's just not. I'm not telling you he's the best player in the league because I think Mahomes is the best player. I feel certain of that. I think Josh Allen is next. Somewhere after that, you're probably going to get to guys like Lamar and Burrow. But, I mean, there is nobody in the league like Saquon Barkley. And he is, for my money, the MVP right now. Now, I know when this thing's all said and done, there's a good chance it's Mahomes or it's Lamar or it's Josh Allen. I totally, totally, totally get that. But as we sit here getting close to Thanksgiving, I think it'll be a travesty if Saquon doesn't get it. I really do. I mean, as of this moment, let's put it that way, he is an unbelievable football player, and it was like a bummer to have a Sunday without Saquon, because we've gotten used to Sundays with Saquon. All right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.